Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, June 9th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Broadway's best and brightest shined last night at the 78th Annual Tony Awards. Led by first-time host Cynthia Erivo from Radio City Music Hall, the three-hour telecast featured ebullient performances, history-making moments, and photo finishes in many award categories. Maybe Happy Ending concluded its dominant award season by winning six Tonys, including Best Musical, pacing last night's winners. Lead actor and co-producer Darren Criss was also among its victors. In perhaps this year's most hotly contested category of Best Leading Actress in a Musical, Nicole Scherzinger won her first Tony for her Broadway debut in Sunset Boulevard. The show itself won two others, including Best Revival of a Musical. Purpose by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins followed up its Pulitzer Prize for Drama citation by winning two Tonys, including Best Play. Featured actress Kara Young became the first Black-identifying performer to win an acting Tony in consecutive years. Kola Skola became the first non-binary individual to prevail for Best Leading Actor in a Play for their hilarious turn in Oh, Mary. In a Broadway season that was jam-packed with Hollywood celebrities and plays, Succession star Sarah Snook replicated her Olivier win from last year, winning Best Lead Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray, in which he plays all 26 characters. The Afro-Cuban jukebox musical Buena Vista Social Club won four statuettes and brought its infectious rhythm to the Radio City stage. And in a category completely comprised of closed shows, Eureka Day took home Best Revival of a Play. Among the performance highlights, most would agree the best performance of the night was the anticipated 10th anniversary reunion of the original Broadway company of Hamilton. They made their way through a 4.5-minute medley of songs from the game-changing musical, with most of the show's OG principals getting at least a brief moment to shine. Megan Hilty in The Company of Death Becomes Her did it all for the gays. Jonathan Groff ran wild as nightclub animal Bobby Darin in a performance from Just in Time. Groff humping Keanu Reeves in the front row of the audience was the unexpected highlight of those few minutes. Audra McDonald had the stuff, bringing the house down with Rose's Turn from Gypsy. With the smoke machines turned up to 11, Nicole Scherzinger delivered a piercing rendition of As If We Never Said Goodbye. The British braggadocios of Operation Mincemeat claimed they were born to lead, and Erivo herself performed a few times throughout the proceedings, a rousing original opening number that favored simplicity over spectacle, with the refrain, "Sometimes all you need is a song." She duetted with Sarah Bareilles for a touching In Memoriam segment, and she closed the show with a well-timed Dreamgirls parody recapping the night's events, saying, "And I am telling you, I am going." Reviews of the broadcast were mostly favorable. Viewership shot up 38% from last year's ceremony, which was held on Father's Day, to 4.85 million viewers on CBS stations across the country. This marked the largest post-COVID audience for any Tony ceremony. Streaming numbers on Paramount Plus also increased by a whopping 208% from last year. An emphatic end to an extraordinary 2024-2025 Broadway season. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.